The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Mildred, where you going?
I going in the market. I gonna buy some produce before the 2025 high prices kick in.
You wait at 9 o'clock Saturday morning for the Diabetes Foundation show can be started by VOB. The start time, but you going in the market?
You are, yeah. I just got things to do.
No, Mildred. Not only is this the first show for the year, but in today's show, General Manager Marsha will be telling you how drinking water can help you to lose weight. And you look like you can lose weight yourself.
What do you mean by that? But it's true. I would like to drop some of this Christmas weight for true.
Also, dietitian Victoria Cox will be talking about what a diabetic plate should look like when you sit down to eat. And also, a brand new foot tip from Maria Holder podiatrist Louise Robinson. You should want to hear that too.
I would like to hear that for true, because I've got problems with my foot sometimes.
Oh, listen, more happening today. Are you like an idiot talking about you going to the market?
Don't call me the idiot, Alfonso. I don't want to be me and you in here. But I see what you're saying. I'm going to start home and listen for true to the next 15 healthy minutes that started by VOB right now. Who's the sponsors again?
It's with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that will make your financial dreams come true in 2025.
I know that one. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair. Come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you. Making dreams come true. We're the one for you. Your partner for life. We're the one for you.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
A happy Saturday morning to everyone tuned in to VOB 92.9 FM. This is Peter Boyce here. You are about to hear the first show for 2025, highlighting the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, where if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, you already know this is the show that you need to listen to. And if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, you already know that the Maria Holder Diabetes Center existing for 11 years this year. They have podiatry services to help you take care of your feet. They have vascular screening for if you feel you have
bad circulation.
They have got eye screening for diabetic retinopathy, which you're supposed to do every year. So the year does change. Have you gone and gotten your screening yet for the year? You need to call and make that appointment. They also have the best diabetes doctors and nurses and the best dietitian, Victoria Cox, all at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Speaking of your diet, I know a lot of people are recovering from Christmas or years. And you know, sometimes you'll be going places and people will be coming here saying,
"Yeah, you're like, you put on some weight though. You're getting very fat."
Which you're not supposed to tell people, by the way. But if you are recovering from the Christmas eating and you would like to lose some weight, you should make an appointment with Victoria Cox, the dietitian at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. But do you know that you can also start to lose weight by drinking water? To tell us more about that, let's go to General Manager of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, Ms. Marsha White.
Good morning. Today we're going to explore why drinking more water is really a game changer when it comes to weight loss. And that seems to be on everyone's mind these days because we do know that being at a healthy weight is the best thing that we can do for ourselves. We are 80% water, so water is a vital element for us, and it quenches thirst, but I'm not sure if you know this, but when you drink more water, it helps to boost your metabolism, and that's essential for burning calories and fat more efficiently. Water also acts as a natural appetite suppressant. Often we confuse thirst with hunger, and that leads to unnecessary snacking. By staying hydrated, you reduce the likelihood of overeating, and that is a fact. Drinking water also before meals can also create a sense of fullness, meaning you're likely to consume fewer calories during mealtime. Additionally, water aids in the body's detoxification process, flushing out waste and toxins. So instead of thinking of going on a juice cleanse, you might want to think about going on a water cleanse, and that process is crucial for maintaining a healthy metabolism and supporting fat loss. It all comes back to that. And for those of you who find it challenging to drink plain water, adding a splash of lemon or cucumber can make it more palatable, turning hydration into a refreshing experience. Try substituting one of those fancy little water drinks, adding a little bit of bubbles to it, and substituting that for an alcoholic beverage. Maybe even if you are drinking alcohol, making sure that you are alternating one drink of alcohol with one drink of water. Okay, really important because alcohol dehydrates. So incorporating more water into your day isn't just about drinking 8 glasses. It's also about listening to your body and hydrating accordingly, especially during exercise or in hot climates. I mean, you've always heard you want to drink 8 glasses of water a day, but I think here in Barbados, we probably should be aiming for more like 10. And then just remember, weight loss is a journey, and small changes like increasing water intake can have a significant impact, okay? So let's just raise a glass of water. Let's drink one extra glass of water a day. And cheers to a healthier, hydrated you.
Thank you, Marcia, for that water tip on how water can help you to lose weight as we move on to our first song of the year. As we remind you that if you have a big belly, the Maria Hola Diabetes Center can help you to lose it. This is Mr. Mac Fingal with Big Belly Man. Compliments, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
As we continue this morning to help you reduce that belly, here is dietitian with the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, Miss Victoria Cox, explaining how your portions of food should look when you sit down to eat using the diabetes plate method.
The diabetes plate method is a really helpful, very simplistic resource or tool that people living with diabetes or really anybody who wants to eat healthily can use as a guide both for what they should be eating, but also approximately how much they should be eating or what the proportions are of what they should be eating. So as far as a plate goes, we're thinking of a standard, 9-inch dinner plate. So nothing too large, preferably. And then the plate is going to be divided up into 3 categories. Half of the plate, number one, should be some kind of non-starchy veg. So non-starchy vegetables, including could be broccoli, string beans, okras, carrots can work, lettuce, cucumber, tomato, anything like that. Ideally taking up half the plate. And I do like to suggest putting vegetables onto the plate first. So you sort of automatically can take visual note of, okay, yes, these vegetables are taking up half of my plate, half of what I'm going to be eating. And then number 2 and 3. So we've got half the plate remaining empty. We're going to divide that half into half. So it would be a quarter of the plate each. Then we're going to have a protein, preferably something lean or non-fried, like baked chicken or grilled fish. And then we want number 3, the remaining quarter, to be some kind of high fiber starch or carbohydrate. So that could be rice and peas or sweet potato or breadfruit or whole wheat pasta. And this is in particular what we want to make sure we are indeed adhering to as far as a quarter plate portion, because for people living with diabetes, we want to remember that it's the starch or the carbohydrate that digests into sugar. So the more of your plate is comprised of starch, we can assume the higher the blood sugar would go. So this is why we want to keep it to about 1/4 of what we're eating. So ultimately, that is the plate method, where the largest component of the plate, or half the plate, is non-starchy veg, and then 1/4 each is left up to our protein and our starch. And then just to go along with what we're eating is a beverage. Ideally, first and foremost, water is always best, but if somebody is really in the mood for something other than water and they're living with diabetes and not wanting to spike their blood sugar, then they could opt for what we would call a zero calorie, or also known as a diet drink. So a drink where when you check the label on the back, there is no sugar, no calories, i.e. something that's going to be artificially sweetened. So it will still taste sweet, but will not raise blood sugar.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear my English accent, you know what time it is. It's time for podiatrist with the Maria Hall of Diabetes Center, Miss Louise Robinson. And the question that we have for Louise today is it true that a visit to the podiatrist to get your feet checked can save your life?
I've saved a lot of people's lives being here just checking circulation. People are not aware that the heart's not working properly, because we do that, listen out through the feet and listen to the circulation. And we can tell if someone's about to have some sort of episode, or it could be a blood clot. We can tell all that. And it doesn't take more than 20 minutes. So you can imagine how many people we can save. I've saved a lot of people's lives since I've come, and I've told them, I said, do you not realise you've got something wrong with your heart? No. I said, well, you have. You need to go and see your doctor, the cardiologist, and then they put on medication all of a sudden.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's, you know, oh, okay, and they ring me back. Oh, my goodness, you've just saved my... Yeah, I said, well, that's what we're here, but, you know, just don't think feet. We're listening, as a podiatrist, we're listening to the circulation, and it's circulation from the heart to the feet, and it's the furthest point. So if it's not getting to your feet, then something's going wrong further up. And we can track that to see. So we then, if it's not in the feet, we look at behind the knee. And if it's not in the knee, we look at the femoral artery and see where there's a blockage. Sometimes I can tell if there's going to be a blockage. So if someone's about to have some sort of major event of a DVT, I could detect that, because the blood flow, I would think, oh, hang on, listening to this doesn't sound good. You need to get emergency help. So it is, it's serious, and people need to start taking it serious. We need to be watching, not just Barbados, the whole world need to be watching what they eat, and go back to how things were the olden days, and keep control of our way we're eating. There's too much fast food, too much sugars in food, too much salt, a lack of exercise. You know, I could go on and on, but that is what's causing the problem.
In 2025, the Maria Holler Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally, at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Just about a couple months ago, Diabetes Foundation, they had called me, Dr. Raffi, sent the message that they were doing the eye screening program, and I went and I had my eyes done. Both me and my fiance, and I can say that I was well satisfied with what they did with the result. Right now, the cataract is under control. I would say, yes, that is very good. It's very good for diabetics.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic.
I could go to the market now?